What's up, fight fans? Welcome to the Fight Stack. I'm Jim Grease, G-R-I-E-S, at Jim Grease underscore, at Cageside Grease on social media. Every main card fight, every UFC fight card, we give you the full fight breakdown. We give you, well, I give you, the odds breakdown as well, the preview and the odds breakdown of every main card fight on every UFC fight card right here on the stack. And this week, it's UFC 289. This show, it's the former champ Charles Oliveira, number one ranked at lightweight, taking on number four Beneil Dariush on an eight-fight win streak, finally getting a crack at one of the biggest and best names in this division. Oliveira looking to bounce back from a very tough loss in his last title fight against Islam Makhachev. The fight before that, he was unable to win the belt against Justin Gaethje because he weighed too much. So two fights ending in disappointing fashion for Oliveira, looking to get it back on track and get right back into that octagon against Islam in October in Abu Dhabi. Dariush has to feel like with a win, he can do the same, although Gaethje and Poirier fighting for the BMF belt coming up soon in Utah might have something to say about it, but I have to believe this one is for the next shot at the undisputed lightweight championship of the world. The former champion Charles Oliveira, the surging Beneil Dariush. It's the Fight Stack. It's Grease. Let's roll. Number one, Charles Oliveira. Number four, Beneil Dariush at lightweight. Man, Beneil's been waiting a long time to get a fight like this, and he is an absolute savage. He's the favorite in this fight at minus 150. Oliveira is at plus 125, and that is a bit of a surprise considering the skills that DuBronx possesses. Charles Oliveira, born October 17th, 1989, in Guarauá, Sao Paulo, Brazil. His nickname, of course, is DuBronx. He's 5'10". He's fought at featherweight, lightweight, and welterweight, and he is a 9 millionth degree Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt. Really, he's only a third degree Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt, but man, does this guy have a pedigree. Man, does he have that Jiu-Jitsu background where he is that guy. You do not want to let him get you down on the ground because he is a submission of the year guy. He's a submission of the month guy. He's a submission of your lifetime guy. He is a world champion in Jiu-Jitsu, and he looks like it when he gets into the octagon. Meanwhile, Beneil Dariush is a savage, man. A black belt in Jiu-Jitsu, a black belt in Muay Thai. Born May 6th, 1989, also born May 6th, 1989, in Urmia, Iran. He's outspoken about his Christian faith, now living in Yorba Linda, California. And he doesn't even have a nickname. At 5 feet 10 inches tall, he's only fought in the lightweight division. And he fights out of Huntington Beach, California. The Team Kings MMA trainer, Rafael Cordero, one of the true legends in the game. He takes on Charles Oliveira in the number one contenders matchup here in the co-main event at UFC 289. Charles Oliveira, 33-9, 9 wins by knockout, 21 wins by submission. Everybody knows about the career resuscitation, changing weight classes, and the wins that he had, baby. Just working his way through Kevin Lee, Tony Ferguson, Michael Chandler for the vacant belt, Dustin Poirier, Justin Gaethje, before he lost by submission to Islam Makhachev last fall in Abu Dhabi. He trains at Shootbox. He's 33. As I mentioned, he is 5'10", with a 74-inch reach and a 41-inch leg reach. Made his octagon debut on August 1st, 2010. 14 fights back at lightweight. He's 12-2 after 11 fights at featherweight, during which he went 7-4. He's won 19 of his last 26 and 11 of his last 12. Again, 9 by KO, 21 by submission. Listen to this diversity. 4 anacondas, a triangle, a calf slicer, 9 rear naked chokes, an armbar, a triangle armbar, and 4 guillotines. 16 of his last 21 wins have been by submission. He has the most submission wins in UFC history with 16. He has the most finishes in UFC history with 19. He has been a pro since 2008, and he made his UFC debut all the way back in 2010 when he submitted Darren the Damage Elkins by armbar at 41 seconds of the first round. This is Charles DuBronx Oliveira looking to get back into championship contention by turning away the surging Beneil Dariush. 8 wins in a row, 22-4-1 overall. 8 in a row, as I mentioned, 5 by KO, 8 wins by submission for Beneil Dariush. You want to know who he's fought and the path that he's taken? Sure, we'll talk about Camacho. We'll talk about Jacare Clos in a back-and-forth fight. We'll talk about Scott Hot Sauce Holzman. We'll talk about Cesar Fajeda. We'll talk about Tony Ferguson. And we will talk about Mateus Gamrot. Missing are the title fights, the real big names, the real tough fighters at the top of the division. He's beaten everyone he's needed to beat on the way there. But can he keep it going and defeat a former champion? It's a big step up for Dariush, who can definitely handle the competition. He's 33 years of age, been fighting forever. He's 5'10", 72-inch reach, 40.5-inch leg reach. Made his octagon debut January 15th of 2004. Been a pro since 2009. Has finished 13 of his last 21 wins. He's got 8 wins by submission. Also diverse. One arm triangle, 5 rear naked chokes, 1 arm bar, 1 triangle arm bar, and then of course the 5 KOs. He's won 15 of 19, 15, 3, and 1 in that stretch, and 8 in a row. His UFC debut, January 15, 2014, submitted Charlie Brenneman by rear naked choke at 145 of the first round. And that is Beneil Dariush with a golden opportunity, taking on DuBronx, the former champion Charles Oliveira, in the co-main event right before Amanda Nunes and Irene Aldana in the Bantamweight Women's Championship at UFC 289 in Vancouver. Cannot wait for this fight, Oliveira and Dariush. Remember, it was supposed to be at UFC 288, and they moved it to 289. Let's go! Keeping it moving on the fight stack, Beneil Dariush, 8-fight win streak. Former champ Charles Oliveira was on a major roll before Islam ended it last fall. Which one will be the next number one contender? We think, with obviously paying attention to what the BMF fight does with Gaethje and Poirier, but we think the number one contender will come out of this fight, Dariush and Oliveira. Dariush a minus 150 favorite. Oliveira, the former champ, a plus 125 underdog. It's the fight stack. It's Greece. It's time to turn the corner and take a look at the odds breakdown for this fight and the numbers for Oliveira and Dariush. Again, Oliveira 33-9, 9 KOs, 21 submission wins, the biggest and most decorated, the largest number of submission wins, the most decorated submission artist in UFC history, with a striking accuracy that's improved so much at 53%. Takedown accuracy 40%. Significant strikes landed per minute 3.48, absorbed 3.2. Takedown average per 15 minutes 2.37. Submission average per 15 2.78. His significant strike defense 52%. His takedown D is 56%. His knockdown average is 0.49. His average fight time 6 minutes 57 seconds, a little bit over a round. Significant strikes by position dealt by Oliveira, standing 58%, 21% each in the clinch and on the ground. Significant strikes by target, 57%, aimed at the dome, 28%, loves to hit that body, and 15% at the legs. His win by methods, KO, TKO, 9, subs, 21, decisions, 3 for Charles DuBronx Oliveira. Beneil Dariush, meanwhile, 22-4-1, 8-fight win streak, 5 by KO, 8 by submission. Overall, his striking accuracy is 49%. His takedown accuracy is 34%. He lands 3.81 significant strikes per minute while absorbing 2.55. His takedown average per 15, the average three-round fight, 1.95. I say that for a reason, because he doesn't usually fight 5. His submission average is 0.9 per 15 minutes. Significant striking defense, 59%. 80% takedown D, 0.53 knockdown average, and 9 minutes 30 seconds of average fight time. Significant strikes by position, 66% standing, 16% in the clinch, 18% on the ground. By target, 61% at the head, 23% at the body, and 16% at the legs. Virtually identical, love you Goldie, to Charles Oliveira. Meanwhile, his win by methods, KOT KO 5, sub 8, and decisions, it says 82 on the UFC website. I ain't going that far, Beneil, but let's take a look at why the number is where it is. Minus 150 for Dariush, plus 125 for Oliveira, and that is a little bit of a surprise, my friend. But let's take a look at maybe why. Oliveira's got a 2-inch reach advantage, significant strikes per minute, almost even. Absorbed per minute, a lot lower for Beneil, almost a full strike per minute lower. Takedowns per 15 minutes, a little bit more, 2.37 to 1.95 in favor of DuBronx. The accuracy about 6% higher there, but the takedown defense, 58% for Dariush, 51% for Oliveira. For what it's worth, Dariush said this week that he would beat Oliveira in a grappling match, and he is confident that he could do that. Well, in the octagon, under mixed martial arts and UFC rules, I wonder what's going to happen? Well, the bout could go one of two ways. How about these two guys rolling around on the mat for 15 minutes as each one tries to submit the other? Oliveira loves taking the back. Dariush, flexible, elusive, loves to avoid those submissions. But the longer it's on the ground, I think anyone would have to agree that it's advantage Oliveira against anyone in the UFC. In another outcome, the two of them stand and they slug back and forth. To me, this definitely favors Dariush. He's got the heart of a lion. Not to say Oliveira doesn't, but he's stronger on the feet. He doesn't have that frantic energy. He won't gas out as fast. He had the knee injury against Gamrot. He was in threatening positions, ultimately rose to his feet, pounding away kicks and punches. If this is a slow dance, Dariush will win, I believe. But that's because Charles gets knocked down in basically all his fights. Gaethje, Poirier, Chandler didn't fall him to the ground. Islam did. I think Beneil Dariush will. I think he will change it. If he hits him hard in the first round and he knocks him down, Dariush will follow him right down. Has Oliveira improved that since the Islam fight? Dariush will not be easy to wrangle, and that bull rush strategy does remain an option for Oliveira. He's also got nice counters and a good chin, and he recovers quickly. But Dariush, being a very talented grappler, Oliveira is wildly creative with that jiu-jitsu. Strong chance Dariush could tumble himself into something really dangerous. They both love pressure, so if Oliveira is able to crack Dariush early or gets cracked himself and ends up on the ground, from there the mat becomes an ocean and Oliveira is a great white. But Islam pounced fast and finished him, which I believe Dariush could do. So this is very interesting when I think about this line, right? If Dariush is the favorite at minus 150 and Oliveira is the dog at plus 125, you go Oliveira at plus 125 and you just take your chances that he could win by decision or by KO, TKO, or by submission. If you go Oliveira by decision, that's a pretty safe bet, because if he wins, he's usually winning by submission. I think I said decision. I mean submission, not decision. Meanwhile, for Dariush, he could submit him. He could get him in the clinch. He could finish him on the feet, KO, TKO. But if you like Dariush, you just go straight up. Now, again, we have the update show after weigh-ins on Friday. The lines could move quite a bit between now and then. The prop bets could really change things for you. Make sure you check that end-of-the-week special on Friday right here on the Fight Stack. That's all there is, fight fans. There is no more. Your Fight Stack preview and odds breakdown: Charles Oliveira, the former champ; Beneil Dariush, the number four contender in the world; Oliveira, the number one contender and ranked contender in the world at lightweight. The winner sure to get a title shot against Islam Makhachev on Fight Island in Abu Dhabi at UFC's pay-per-view there this October. Thank you so much, fight fans. Keep your game tight and your mind right. I'm out.